Here is our first batch of news items, the first of which are about areas of the city which seem to feature regularly. The Castle Keep, the former Marsh Building site, and the former Pine Banks Building site. Then we hear of UK gas supplies and fly tipping. The figure given for the Royal Palace Reborn project, when the Norman Keep reopened in August last year after a five-year transformation project, was £27.5 million. But council documents have revealed that Norfolk County Council officials are still in talks with the contractors over the final figure for the work done. That's not unusual for such a major building project. Such negotiations involve working out the final statement of costs, including to cover extra work which was needed and any issues such as defects which have come to light and had to be addressed. One such issue was that the second of two lifts to take visitors to the battlements had been hit with technical problems. That left it out of action for a number of months, although museum bosses say that it is now being resolved. Meanwhile, museum bosses say the Castle Museum is on track to see 300,000 visitors by August, a year on from the reopening.
Plans to build more than 400 homes in the city centre remain uncertain due to months of delays from Norwich City Council's planning department. An £80 million scheme to redevelop the former Marsh Building site, submitted for review more than 6 months ago, has still not been considered. The transformation of the area near St Stephen's Roundabout, spanning 5.7 acres and currently being used as a car park, was announced to the public 3 years ago. Zive Capital, the developer, submitted an official planning application to Norwich City Council in November 2025, and a decision was due in February 2026. They said, "Our scheme has been a collaborative effort between the council's planning department, local councillors, residents, and Zive Capital's team. Along with the homes, which will be a mixture of houses and flats, there will be a commercial and retail space for start-up businesses." Norwich City Council have been approached for a comment.
The site was home to the 19th century house Pine Banks, where Norwich solicitor John Odin Howard Taylor lived. But it later became home to the Norwich Union Sports and Social Club, the largest privately owned leisure facility in East Anglia, with some 10,000 members. But the club was closed in 2008, and owners of Aviva sold the land the following year. The site will look very different in the future, after developer Burleet Limited secured permission to build 260 homes at the site. That is part of a larger scheme which also includes 130 homes at Griffin Lane, 90 at Langley North, and 63 at the former Langley School site. Broadland District Council's Planning Committee approved the proposals earlier this year.
The message from the East's energy sector is clear. The region has the capability to deliver projects the country needs to power millions of homes, businesses, and bring down energy bills, but cannot do so without backing and investment from the government. The East of England already produces a third of the UK's electricity and gas through offshore wind farms in the southern North Sea, nuclear power stations at Sizewell and Bacton Gas Terminal, where plans are in place for future technologies like hydrogen and carbon capture. The domestic supply of homegrown energy has never been more important, with the war in Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a choke point for about a fifth of the world's oil, causing fuel and gas prices to rise across the UK, exposing the volatility of prices and impact of the country's reliance on overseas imports.
Fears that fly tipping is out of control. Litter pickers want City Hall to install more CCTV to combat the issue and say people have even started dumping massive items behind parts of the historic city walls, and fed-up business owners say bulky items, including used mattresses and bed frames, are being constantly discarded outside their shops. Daniel Wicks, manager of the charity shop Pact Animal Sanctuary, said fly tipping has worsened since the County Council introduced a booking system for Norfolk dumps in 2024. There are calls for the Council to introduce a once-a-year free collection for bulky items to help combat the issue.